USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Missing FedEx packages numbering in the hundreds have been found.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Black Friday is upon us, and if you've been holding off on your holiday shopping in the hopes of scoring some great discounts, now's your chance. All your major online retailers will have deals to no end, but don't forget to take time and drive around town and check out what the businesses in your community are doing. Small business in America could use your support at this time in our recovery from the pandemic. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The ultimate foreign influence in our elections would allow illegal immigrants to vote in our elections. That's exactly what New York City is trying to do by allowing 800,000 illegals to vote, diluting the true value of the American voter. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax explains this is why the Biden administration has opened our border to the world.
I served in the New York State Assembly, so I know what the New York City people are thinking. And this is part of the plan. They've been interested in doing this for a long time. This is part of the plan. This is what they're doing. They're creating voters. This is why we have an open border. Now they're going to give the non-citizens the right to vote. They're going to tear down the very subject of our Constitution, which is to have citizenship, to have borders, to have freedom, because we all believe in the idea of a constitutional republic where freedom and individual rights are the most revered parts of that Constitution. They don't believe in that. They're globalists. It's why this movement has not just in the United States. I just returned from London and met with, you know, an exchange with members of Parliament. You know, they're struggling with this whole concept of Brexit. The conservatives are for Brexit, and they remain the elites, like the Democratic elites there and here, are stunned. Why do the people not want to have, you know, this centralized planning and this globalist type of society? Because that's not what they bargained for. It diminishes their rights, and they're doing this through voting. And voting is the most profound expression of our self-governance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.